CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, wake up. Wake up, honey.
What?
Wake up.
What's the matter, huh?
Do you know what I just found out? Oh. Not only was Leif Erikson here in America before Columbus, but there was another man, too.
What's the matter?
Thorben Karlsefni. That was his name.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting?
What time is it?
Oh, 3:30, I guess. I don't know. It's after 3. Listen
to
this, huh?
Well, Mike, haven't you been to bed at all?
Didn't you hear what I said? Here the school marks Betsy wrong because she puts down Leif Erikson instead of Columbus. And not only was Leif Erikson ahead of Columbus, but also a man named Thorben Karlsefni.
Oh, golly, look, honey, I sympathize and all that, but it's with your determination to stick up for your ancestors, but I'll be darned if I care who discovered America at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Listen to this.
Oh, honey, please.
Thorben Karlsefni, that was his name, and I never even heard of him.
Well, I don't care if I never hear of him again.
I ran across his name in one of the reference books, and then I looked him up in this encyclopedia. Oh. And Thorben Karlsefni not only landed in America, but he established a settlement, and get this.
Darling, at this point, I couldn't care less who discovered America. In fact, I wish both Leif Erikson and Columbus had stayed home.
Listen to me. I have made a discovery myself. This Thorben Karlsefni brought his wife with him, and they had a baby. That means the first white child born on this continent was not Virginia Dare in the early Virginia settlement of 16-something, but the Viking baby, a boy named Snorri Karlsefni in the year 1003.
Where did you read that?
Right here. In this book. Got it at the library.
Give me my bathrobe. And then you better fix some coffee.
Paris, European capital of fashion and femininity, where women are dedicated to being desirable and appealing.
Paris, where the preferred deodorant among knowing women is new Eau de Vono. Parisians have discovered that wonderful new Eau de Vono forms a gentle, firm shield against odor-causing perspiration, gives you a clean, fresh feeling all day long. Eau de Vono babies the skin, so mild it can't harm the finest fabrics.
And now, important news. To introduce you to Paris's favorite deodorant, new Eau de Vono is being offered at just half price. For a limited time only, save 50 cents on the $1 jar of Eau de Vono cream. Or get new Eau de Vono spray, also at half price. Look for the Eau de Vono half price offer wherever deodorants are sold.
Now listen to this, dear. The encyclopedia starts right out saying Leif Erikson, Scandinavian discoverer of America.
Pass me the cream, will you?
Not one of these references says it's merely a legend or a folktale. Not one even suggests that he didn't get to America.
Give me the sugar, too.
Here, right here. In the year 999, Leif Erikson sailed from Greenland, where his father, Erik the Red, had established the first settlement. He sailed to Norway to the court of King Olaf Tryggvason. The king commissioned Leif Erikson to proclaim Christianity in Greenland. On his way back to Greenland, Leif Erikson was blown off course and arrived at new lands of which he had no previous knowledge and which he called Vinland. Here he found self-sown wheat and vines, samples of which he took back to his father's home in Greenland. Authorities differ about the exact location of Vinland, but it seems probable that Erikson visited the southern part of what is now Nova Scotia.
Hmm. I thought there were some authorities who thought the Vikings landed in some part of Connecticut. They found mooring stones or something, the ruins of an old fort there or something.
I don't think so. Uh-huh. It doesn't say anything about that here, but I've heard about that, too. And then there's an old rune stone they found years ago in Minnesota.
Yeah. Honey, you know what this reminds me of? No kidding. Sitting around in the middle of the night reading reference books and drinking coffee.
Yeah, our school days, huh?
Yeah, okay. Honey, you remember the night I was cramming for some exam? You know, there were three of us.
You and Bill Mercer and Chuck Hutchinson.
Yeah, and you stayed up with us making coffee and sandwiches and firing questions at us.
You were also scared you were going to flunk.
Yeah, I think we would have if you hadn't stayed up all night and helped us cram for the test.
Well, if you had studied each day, you wouldn't have had to cram at the last minute, young man.
Studied each day? Look, I was busy. I had enough on my mind just trying to keep you away from that little pipsqueak who you thought was so darn cute.
Oh, yes, what was his name? Yes, Jay something. Oh, yes. He was cute.
Yeah.
He was. Were you really jealous of him? Were you?
Jealous? Yeah. That little... look, I got you away from him, didn't I?
Yeah, you know why? He was too short. I got tired of always wearing flat-heeled shoes so I wouldn't tower over him.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. We had fun back in college, didn't we, honey?
Yeah. Fun looking up all this reference material. Kind of takes us back, doesn't it?
Yes, and when I go in to see the principal of the school today, I'm certainly going to be armed with information. Makes me so mad every time I think of the teacher marking Betsy wrong and then not.
Now, look here, there's one thing you have got to face. The teacher was right when she said that if she asks who discovered America, she cannot mark 23 other pupils wrong if they answer Columbus.
I know that, but Betsy's answer wasn't wrong either. It says right here in the encyclopedia, Leif Erikson, Scandinavian discoverer of America. Nearly 500 years before Columbus, for heaven's sake.
Well, I know, but honey, you're much too upset about it. It isn't that
important.
Well,
I'm upset because you're the one who told Betsy the story of Leif Erikson, and I don't like the fact that Betsy, as a result, now thinks we don't know what we're talking about. We have to prove that we do. And all I want the school to do is acknowledge it. And believe you me, when I talk to the principal, I'm certainly going to show her.
Well, you are not going to talk to the principal. Now, honey, now, don't get mad. Don't get mad. But you are not always very diplomatic about these things.
Well,
you're not, darling. Now, for example, this Virginia Dare business. Every historian recognizes that she was the first white child born in America. Now, you suddenly read what is probably a very questionable account of some Viking baby, and immediately you want to challenge.
Questionable is right here in the encyclopedia. Thorfinn Karlsefni landed in America in 1003, and his son was born here.
Nevertheless,
right here,
this is
right
something that should be handled calmly and with dignity, so let me do it. Hmm? I'm not nearly as upset about it as you are, darling, so I can discuss it with a more detached point of view.
Well, all right, dear. You talk to the principal.
Yeah. Yes, so as I said, Miss Whiting, while my wife and I both realize it's a very trivial point, while we regret even making a small issue of it...
Oh, not at all, Mr. Piper. I only wish more parents would come and see me when they feel there's been some misunderstanding, however trivial.
Well, as my wife said, all we want really is for the school to acknowledge the fact that Betsy was not wrong when she answered that Leif Erikson discovered America. I mean, after all...
Mr. Piper, oh dear. Now I'm afraid we've gotten into another misunderstanding. I didn't mean Betsy's answer should be marked right.
Oh, but you just agreed, Miss Whiting, that we had a basis for our complaint.
Of course. But I only agreed that Betsy and her classmates should be told the complete story of Leif Erikson, which is a very interesting one, Mr. Piper, but hardly based on historical fact. Indeed, all we know of Leif Erikson is based on the old Viking sagas handed down through the generations in song and story.
Miss Whiting, do I understand that the school does not acknowledge the actual existence of Leif Erikson?
I did not say that, Mr. Piper. But I will say this. As principal of this school, I only acknowledge one correct answer to the question, who discovered America? Surely, Mr. Piper, you don't expect me to deny the existence and refute the discoveries of Christopher Columbus.
I expect a school I am sending my child to recognize certain historical facts, such as the fact that the first white child born in America was not Virginia Dare, but the son of Thorfinn Karlsefni. Or doesn't the school recognize that fact either? Thorfinn Karlsefni.
Mr. Piper, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I am talking of Thorfinn Karlsefni, Miss Whiting. He was here before Columbus. He established a settlement in 1004. Now, all I ask is that you acknowledge.
Our school system acknowledges only Christopher Columbus, Mr. Piper, as the discoverer of America.
I would appreciate it if you would call my daughter to the office, Miss Whiting. I am taking her out of school.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
It's true what they say. Some radio listening today is strictly for the birds. But not CBS radio listening, and the reason why is the different sound of CBS radio's programs. What makes up that different sound? Who, rather? Well, for one, this chap.
This is Gary Moore, and I'm saying now that Bing and Rosie are the kind of company I appreciate on CBS radio.
Bing Crosby here, and the attractive blonde at my side is Miss Rosemary Clooney.
Hi there.
Gary Moore, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney. Add to them Arthur Godfrey and Art Linkletter's House Party, and you have one complete listening package. Available each weekday, chock full of the different sound of CBS radio. Daytime, nighttime, or listening that's strictly for you, keep your dial set at the station that brings you CBS Radio.
Now, darling, stop crying.
But I don't understand. Why did Daddy take me out of school? I want to go to school.
You are not going to any school that blindly refuses to recognize certain facts.
Well, you can't keep Betsy out of school, for heaven's sake.
All right. We'll send her to a private school.
Private
yes,
school?
Yes, a private school. One that at least recognizes
darling,
certain...
private school. Now, don't be ridiculous. Where would we get money to send Betsy to private school? And what private school?
I don't want to go to any other school. I want to go to where my friends are. I want to go just where I've been going.
Of course. You run upstairs and bathe your face in cold water, honey. Go on, let me talk to Daddy. Run along, sweetheart. Now, stop worrying. Go bathe your face, dear, in cold water. Now, what in the world happened? You were the one who was going to see the principal instead of me because you were going to be so calm and dignified. Now, you arrive home in a rage having taken Betsy out of school.
Well, I know. I got mad. All I asked was that the school acknowledge that Betsy's answer was right. That's all. Acknowledge that Leif Erikson really discovered America.
Right, now, calm down. Oh,
even though credit is given to this Columbus guy.
Yes, I know. But, I mean, I got the thinking, dear. The school and the teachers and the principal, I mean, they do have a position to maintain, you know. Well, anyhow, honey, we can't take Betsy out of school.
I have taken her out. She's out.
Now, look, I know I was upset, but I never meant anything as drastic as this. Even you said we shouldn't make, you know, too big an issue of it.
Well,
I mean,
we have made an issue of it now. Even if we involve the Board of Education, Betsy is not going back to school until her paper is remarked and her answer is acknowledged to be correct. That poor kid, her classmates laughing at her because she wrote down Leif Erikson.
But Betsy doesn't care about it anymore. Children forget, and if we keep her out of school, she'd miss so much. We'd have to get a tutor. I mean, oh, really, I mean, we just cannot start anything like this.
I am afraid it started. Or it will start tomorrow. Look, you had better be prepared, dear, for the truant officer.
Oh, dear.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Doris Dalton and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Stuart Metz speaking.